It's your birthday, and all I got you was this hangover and a hell of a time. Part of the Collegeverse series, written by DePatty and read by Petica. Summary. Frank was not sulking, because Deweese had clearly forgotten his birthday. He was not. Author's notes. Deweese tweeted about making donuts, and tomorrow is Halloween. So this happened. Get your coat, Frankie, we're going out, Deweese called, kicking open their dorm room door. He was holding a tray that held something that smelled delicious, sugary sweet, and possibly greasy. What? Frank looked up from his biology reading. He had not been in the room sulking. Not at all. Not like it was his birthday or anything. And it's not like Deweese hadn't been in the room when he woke up this morning. Clearly off doing whatever weird Deweese shit that Deweese did at far too early on a Thursday morning. Frank wasn't even that disappointed to not find Deweese when he came back from class. Shit, Deweese probably didn't even know it was his birthday. Too busy instead with Halloween preparations all week. Frank couldn't even remember dropping hints that his birthday was coming up. Well, first you have to have birthday donuts. It is an important tradition. That I just made up today, and have officially decided is now a tradition. Deweese brandishes the tray, sweeping it down into Frank's eyeline. On the tray was an array of mostly round donuts, glazed with some containing cream or jellies. They didn't look store-bought, which was insane, because if Deweese didn't buy them, it meant that he had made them, which, in a lot of instances, would leave Frank with a feeling of dread. In this case, made him smile, because they would probably be legitimately delicious. Deweese's cooking had a tendency to be quite edible, and mostly even good. The donut in the middle of the tray had a lit candle stuck in it. Frank smiled. Dude, you made donuts! This is the second batch, Deweese said, only looking a little smug. We will never speak of that first batch again. Except to say that maybe it was a learning experience, and the ceiling in the basement kitchen will never be the same. Deweese shuddered. You did remember my birthday, Frank said, and that hadn't been what he had meant to say. He'd meant to give Deweese shit about getting dough on the ceiling. But damn it, he's looking at a homemade donut with a candle in it, and it was his birthday, and he's just really happy right now. How could I forget? Your birthday is on Halloween. It's fucking awesome. Deweese beamed and held the tray closer to his face. Now make a wish, and the celebrations can begin. Gabe's throwing you a party. It was a hell of a birthday. Deweese wore his favorite gorilla suit, and Frank dressed as a ghoul, complete with dripping viscera. The house party, from what Frank could remember through his hangover fugue, was awesome. Best birthday ever, Frank decided, after he'd made it back from class and was mostly recovered from his hangover in the late afternoon on Friday. You fucking know it, Deweese agreed, voice muttered against his pillow from where he had crashed in his gorilla suit the night before and hadn't moved all day.